What is the meaning of the way she moves? The time where you across my name. And it seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, most all the time. If I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. She's got to say how she thinks and where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. So I like to hear them this same way. Says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around now. I guess just about all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me.
No, it's not the oldest song. It's not my first song that I wrote, but it's the oldest song I'm willing to play in public. So. I have a warm spot in my heart for that song. I think it's my heart. It might be my spleen, which is really close. It's a warm spot in there for that song, because I used that song to audition in 1968 for Apple Records in London, England. This was my big break. So business. I played that song in a small room in the Regent's Park area of London. And in the room was myself, my guitar, George Harrison, and Paul McCartney. It was really a surreal thing. Next song we're going to do is a new song, and it sort of harkens back to those beginnings a little bit. Go ahead, speed down, song. Seem to keep coming back to, which is sort of nature as spiritual experience, kind of, you know, hippy-dippy stuff. Lo and behold.
There is.
my best side, but you can't do it. I don't want to say.
Believe it or not, I've been waiting for you to come through. Love of my life, believe it or not, I've been waiting for you to come through. Love of my life. My friend.
there's a Buddy Holly tune we like to do. playing the drums, a bit of a legend, ladies and gentlemen, on drums, Mr. Steve Gadd. Steve Gadd. Singer and fiddle player to you, and recording artist in our own right with a brand new record getting started. Please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Andrea Zahn. Success, but it has some great songs in it, and it was a sort of a collaboration between a number of different songwriters, and we were all working from this book that had been written by a guy named Studs Terkel, who used to live in Chicago. A book called Working, and in that book he interviewed people about their work, and it's really a great sort of cross-section country. It's a great book, but I chose a woman who works in a shoe manufacturing plant in Lowell, Massachusetts. This is a tune called Hill Worker.
Take me.
On that last song, but mostly playing saxophones and just returning from a Blues Brothers tour, world tour. Please welcome Mr. Lou Reed. Lou Reed on the saxophone. And right there next to Lou playing the trumpet, originally from Salt Lake City. Great arranger and trumpet player, it's Walt Fowler. Walt Fowler. This next song also comes from that sort of sweet spot back in 1968. I was a huge Beatles fan as a kid, and so it was to be a sort of, you know, to have them somehow put a stamp of approval on my thing was hugely important. And I got to be sort of a fly on the wall during the recording of the White Album, because I was in the same studio at the same time. It was an amazing thing. I couldn't believe my good fortune, but at the same time, I was a kid and I was away from home really for a long time, and I got terribly homesick. I got really, in spite of being surrounded by this holy host, I was still really homesick, and this next song was the result.
I'm on Caroline in my mind.
This place wasn't here the last time I was here. We were here like, I think, 12 years ago. This place wasn't here. Nice spot. Yeah. Nice new room. Excellent. Well, yeah. Yee-haw. You shouldn't have. Here's a tune, though. What can I say about it? You know you're scraping the bottom of the barrel when you're writing songs about not being able to write a song. But it's got a nice groove to it, so we like to do it. This is a song, although it's somewhat lyrically weak, we think it's strong in other ways. Play it. This is a tune called One More Go Round.
Little
Texas, and we saw a bumper sticker there that said, use your accordion, go to jail. You have a zero tolerance thing. That's true. But anyway, this man is licensed to actually operate that thing, and he's a fantastic keyboard player, a wonderful composer as well, with his own music out there, some beautiful stuff. Please welcome Larry Goldings on the piano. Larry Goldings. Really good. Exactly. This tune is a cowboy lullaby, and I wrote it for my. I wrote it for my nephew. That's right. That's exactly right, man. Correct. I've been, as I was talking about, I've been overseas, and when I came home, my brother had this kid, and great. I said, "What are you going to call it?" He said, "Well, we named it after you, little baby James." And I said, "Oh, man." I was speechless. You can imagine. Anyway, as soon as I could, I got in a car and drove down to North Carolina. And this song, I was thinking about what would be good for a little kid, you know, a little boy child. Had to be a cowboy lullaby, sort of like Roy Rogers, or kind of a go to sleep a little buckaroo kind of thing. There's a young cowboy living on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companion. He works in the saddle and sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change.
December covers snow.
Singer, but also amazingly prolific songwriter. You wouldn't believe what this guy's written. It's David Lasley. David Lasley, right there. That's true. And from Cleveland, Ohio, please welcome, with a beautiful album right out there, as we speak, Mr. Arnold McCullough. Arnold McCullough. My own son, Henry Taylor. It's a good boy. We're going to play this next song, and then we're going to take a brief break. I don't know why we do that. We just go behind the curtain and watch a clock for 20 minutes, and then come back. There's no sense to it at all. But we wrote it down, it makes it official right here at the end of mission, of course. And then we'll come back and you know, though we leave the stage, we will come back and do the second set. So don't leave. Second set, what can I tell you? It's just packed to the seams with hit after hit. Friendship.
and nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Just close your eyes and think of me. Yes, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. Just hold up my knee, and you know wherever I'm come running. See you again. It's winter, spring, summer, or autumn. All you got to do is fall. I will be there, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky I have above you is a throat dark and full of clouds, and that old cold roar should begin to grow. Just keep your forget together now. Oh, my name is love.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. Yeah.
moving on now, actually. Moving on. This next song is about a party, you know, sort of an evening out, a soiree, a shindig, a get-together, a party. But it doesn't end well.
Well, I've been married before. Thank you.
Because yesterday morn, they then know you were gone. Suzanne, fancy me put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down a song. I just can't remember whom to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and I thought they never rain. I've seen lonely times and could not find friends. But I always thought I'd see you again. Took down on me, gotta help me to regain it. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching, and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way.
This next song is also a Carole King tune. She wrote the melody to this, and her partner then at the time, her husband, Jerry Goffin, wrote this lyric for this great song about big city kind of tune. I've always loved her, but we lost Jerry Goffin yesterday. Jerry died yesterday, and this is kind of think about him as we sing a little bit here. Carol's Jerry's tune up on the roof. Percussionist, world-renowned, really, for Latin percussion. Originally from Cuba, from Santiago de Cuba, he travels the world now and is known everywhere, master of Latin percussion. The ability to hit things and make music, how does he do it? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Luis Conte.
I met someone so that I won't.
thank you.
Thank you.
You can't believe in me. You can't act out of heart, though you know it wasn't written for you. Tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart? All ashamed of playing a fool. But one thing needs forever, it doesn't take any sacrifice.
Thank you.
some of you porn huskers are extremely attractive. Did you realize that? Okay, now go there. My goodness. It only remains for us to thank you for bringing us back to this beautiful new place together. You know, and thank you for coming out tonight. I don't know when we'll be back, but thanks for being here tonight. And also, it depends on how you reckon it, but I think it's the first day of summer, and this is a this last thing we'll leave you with is an ancient song. It's an old song, and it's about the coming of summer. So.
Summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, will you go? See?